Now it is time to talk dating, and I'm delighted to welcome back Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. How are you, Fergal? I'm great.
Very well.
Is the sun shining in Dublin? Yeah.
Oh my God, it is. I'm very Irish by saying I'm a bit too warm here in the office. But I won't complain.
We won't complain. We might scare away the sunshine.
Exactly.
Fergal, now I know later on you're going to kind of wear your agony uncle hat, and actually we've got some questions for you already. But for the first segment, you said you might kind of deal with the whole question of when is it too late, or is it ever too late to find love?
Exactly. And do you know why? The real reason I decided that I thought this was a good topic is because every single day I get people on the phone saying, oh, sure, I'm 39 now, or I'm 45 now, or I'm whatever age. They would say it from 28, to be honest with you. What's the point? There's no point. I kind of had bad relationships in the past, and I think what's meant for you won't pass you by, and it does. And they kind of think, oh, sure, it didn't work out then, so it's never going to work out. And they kind of give up, and I find it very... It is disheartening. It is depressing to hear that when you hear people say it day in, day out for like 13 and a half, 14 years. And so I always find myself trying to instill sort of hope. But as the owner of a dating agency, it still sounds, oh, yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you? It's kind of like that Irish kind of way. And so this week, I came in one of the days, and I saw a postcard here. And I was like, oh, that's... what's this? And so it was from basically a lovely couple, and they're in their mid to late 70s, and they met through us, and basically one was widowed, the other was divorced, and they kind of came in when they joined, and they both thought, well, now I am in my 70s, and they are both in relationships for 40 to 50 years. Obviously, with other people, obviously.
Yeah.
And they kind of were totally out of the dating game, totally out of the idea of even going a date would be totally alien to them. But anyway, long story short, they gave it a chance, they gave it a go, and they joined, and they, nerve-wracking is an understatement to how people feel when they're about to do it, but it's never as crazy or as difficult as they think it's going to be. Long story short, these two people were matched up anyway, and didn't we get the postcard in from them as they're off on their hollybops in somewhere in Greece. And they're summing it up, and they just said, look, you know what, the gist of it was, guys, we never imagined we'd be here in our 70s in a new relationship with a newfound romance in 2023, given the fact that we were married 40 to 50 years ago to other people, and how important it is to live life and just to say, you know, let's just have a nice experience, let's just share our life and whatever days we have left with somebody, and that's what's most important. And it's a simple message, but I think it's something that needs to be, you know, needs to be hammered home and drilled in, because, my God, I know we'd often be talking, and it can sometimes be a little bit negative, and we're talking about, oh God, how people shouldn't do this and they shouldn't do that, and I thought it'd be nice just to talk about how people should just push themselves. They should, because there is hope and there is chance, and there are people out there that like and want the same things as you, and that you have plenty to offer and you have loads to give, and there's no need to be, if you don't want to be, on your own. And these two people just sort of inspired the whole idea of saying it is never too late.
Oh, that's lovely. I think that's a fabulous story. And I wonder too, though, Fergal, are we inclined to snigger a little bit, you know, unfairly at older people, we'll say people in their 70s and upwards, at the very idea of them wanting to find romance? We kind of think, Asher, you should be sitting at home with your knitting or watching the racing on the telly and forgetting about that kind of thing. I mean, everybody's entitled to love if they in all its forms. It mightn't necessarily even be about sex. It could be about companionship. It could be about having someone to go on holidays with. We shouldn't be sniggering at that.
God, no, and that's what it is. Anytime over 50, 60s, they will call and they will say, you know, I'm not looking to move in together, I'm not looking to get married, I'm not looking for anything, you know, as you say, sexual or anything like that, but I just want company. I want someone to be able to call upon on a Wednesday when I'm lonely and when there's nothing on the box that I want to watch, and I've done my walks and I've done my crosswords and I've done this and that and the other, and I want just to be able to ring someone and just have it out and have a chat and just shoot the breeze. They will all have people that they can confide in, they will all have friends and their neighbours that they can lean up against the wall and chat to. But there's an Irish way that we all feel that, oh, I don't want to be a burden. Sure, I spoke to them last week, I won't be annoying them again. This kind of way. And that Irish guilt of, I don't want to be annoying, kind of leaves people to, you know, just a serious stage of loneliness and isolation, and it's awful sad. And there's absolutely no need for it. So that's why when anyone's coming in here at any age, whether they're 60 or 70, 80, we have 90-something-year-olds on the books in here, and they're all just thinking, well, sure, geez, I don't know how many days I have left. I might as well spend it with someone that I like, and, you know, I have something to say and some meaning. And, you know, I live in Kerry, but I want to go up to the Galway races. I haven't gone in ages. I want to go to Listoon Varna to have the crack or whatever it might be. Like, I just want to live life and share my experiences. And there's nothing wrong with that. And anyone who sniggers, I was actually on another thing talking about this earlier on. It was all about grandparents, where a lot of the time adult parents use the grandparents as the free babysitters, and they think, oh, sure, they have nothing to do, sure, I'll use them now and I'll have them look after little Johnny and little Mary, and sure, that'll keep them active and it'll keep them mentally well. But, you know, they're your parents, and they looked after you, they raised you, and it's their turn now to sit back and enjoy life a little bit, because God knows that generation worked harder than we do, and it's the right thing to do to allow them to do their thing. And that's why I suppose so many people do get worried, though, when they call us in their 60s and 70s. The main issue, the main concern that they will have is the other person going to be looking for the deeds to my house? Is the other person going to be looking for a bit of my money or a bit of the land? And they worry about assets an awful lot. And I just have to reassure and re-emphasize that no one is going to come here and go on a date and then say, here, sign this over to me now while we have this meal. You know, you have your own, you know, you have the wherewithal to decide what you're going to do. And it's actually one of those funny things, totally off topic, but when I often call people on the road and I'd be on the go off a mobile phone, and the amount of times that I ring people when I'm getting back to their email inquiries or whatever, and they don't say anything because they think I'm a bot. They think I'm spam. So they say nothing, and I say, hello? And I'm like, and then they all say, oh, sure, I don't ever really like to talk in case it's a spam. I was like, but that means that you're never going to answer a number of anyone that ever calls you that you don't recognize the actual number ever again. So we worry about things is my long-winded point. We worry about the deeds to our house being signed over to Mary, even though Mary doesn't want your deeds. And so that stops an awful lot of people from going out and putting themselves out there and going on a few dates. They worry about what the neighbours will say, the twitchy curtains, all the nosy neighbours and whatever else is, or sure, I'm only widowed now 3 years. And they'll all be talking about me if I am seen to be going out again. Or what would I be doing now going out on dates? Oh, sure, I've been there, done that. There's no need to be thinking like that. You're going out, as you say, for companionship. That's the way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, rightly or wrongly, Irish society, and I'd say a lot of societies, are set up in such a way, Fergal, that it's all couples. You know, if you go to the cinema, you tend to go with somebody else. If you go for dinner, you go with somebody else. You know, a lot of people aren't comfortable going places on their own. Now, a lot of people are quite comfortable, and so you should be if that's your choice. But for those who would prefer to be in a couple, you know, it would be nice, I think, at any age to have someone to go along with you.
At any age, exactly. And, do you know, I was only talking to the guys in here. Like, we've got people in here working. They're in their 20s, 30s, 40s. And, my God, the difference in the attitudes towards dating, back to when I was, geez, I make myself sound like I'm myself in my 90s, but anyway, when I was, it was very different. It's alien to what they talk about now. The depth at which they get into in terms of what emotions are evoked from an expression and what someone said or what someone did, or I'm going on date number 3 now, what's expected of me, or I feel I'd be guilty with this and that. My God, like, to be single is really, really, really difficult, and I get that, and I know how hard it is to be single, and I can hear when they're talking in here about, you know, in this age group. The reason we're successful at the moment, this is kind of side hustle as well, is because I have, for the first time, we have men and women working here as matchmakers. I always just used to have women working here. And my God, the success of Intro has increased. This isn't a fake little sales pitch plug. I just mean it, and I'm really surprised by it, but I'm delighted. We never had men, because I thought having guys as matchmakers in here would be weird, you know, on the day-to-day stuff. I thought, oh no, people would be a bit weirded out by the whole fact that there's guys in here. And it actually couldn't be further from the truth. It's so amazing, the dynamic in the actual team here on Grafton Street, and they're all discussing the yin-yang, the male-female perspectives as to why we feel this person is right for that person. The guys will see things that the women don't see and vice versa. And when you get a team that blends together so well that they actually, you know, they complement each other and they get to the end result, it is just such a beautiful thing to look
at.
Well,
that's wonderful.
That's what's happened here. And I honestly, we can see the numbers in terms of the people who are getting into relationships, and it's never been as high over 13 years. And that's down to the fact that it's not just one person sitting in the corner making a decision, no, this will do, that'll be a good match. It's proper discussions, and these guys get into it, and they really do. And compared to our generation, they're so detailed as to what they get into about relationships.
Well, very good. Well, it's great to get the male perspective on the whole thing when you have so many male clients. Fergal, while we take an ad break, I'd ask you to put on your Agony Uncle hat, if you will.
Always on.
Because we have a few people who've been in touch with us with a few dating dilemmas, and they're looking.
I love it.
Yeah, looking for your advice, and we'll be back with those after this break.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.
Now, if you have a dating dilemma or a relationships dilemma at the moment and you'd like Fergal Harrington's expert advice, do text or WhatsApp 083 300 3300. Now, we've advertised this a fair bit on social media, which is great because we got a good few questions in for Fergal. We'll start with this one. Listener says, I'm a woman in my late 30s, and even though I've been on lots of dates, I seldom get asked on a second date. I'm not bad looking and I always make an effort, but sometimes I feel I must be boring and it's getting me down. Fergal, my heart goes out to that poor woman. I'm sure she's not boring.
No, and she has the wherewithal and the self-awareness to be able to say this and write in and speak like that. She obviously has a lot to give, but I think unless and without knowing the exact ins and outs and meeting the person, what I'd say is it absolutely 100% probably is not her. It's not her, it's the people she's meeting. So if she's in her late 30s, it depends, is she looking to settle down, start a family, get married, have kids? The only reason that I could see that people would not be getting a second date is because she is coming on sometimes too strong, which I doubt is the case, as in saying, I want to have kids in a year and I want to get married and da-da-da, which I totally doubt by the way that tone of the text was. It's just, she's just a bit flabbergasted as to why it's not turning into a second date. It could be just the guys that she's meeting are not at the races or are not as organized or as, aware as to what they want out of this as she is. So
let's turn it on its head for a moment. What advice do you give people to when they're going on a first date to sort of guarantee a second date? Like putting your best foot forward kind of thing.
Yeah, you need to engage. Don't switch on to interviewer. Ask enough questions that you don't sound like you're interrogating. Show interest. Show a light-hearted side of yourself. Don't moan about being single. Don't moan about the ex. Don't moan about anything. Don't give out about your job. If you give out about your job and your boss is horrible and your this is that, that just makes you sound like a really negative person.
Yeah,
that just isn't. Well, if you hate your job, get out of your job. Move your job. Why aren't you talking to a HR person and getting out of that situation? So if you're going there and you're moaning and groaning and you're constantly, everything is a big hassle, it's just going to come across that you haven't got your house in order, and therefore the other person's going to be thinking, Jesus, this person is not really, they're just moaning at me. I don't want to be their psychotherapist. And not being bad, but that's what people say. I don't want to solve anyone else's issues. I don't want to be their crutch. I don't want to be their shoulder to cry on. I want to make sure that you've got your stuff in order, I've got my stuff in order, and let's go. If you are a person that's in the late 30s, we are 38 to get married for men, 34 and a half for women, to buy a house. These days, the average age is 39 because people just can't. So people are doing things later and later and later, and that can sometimes bring with it extra added pressure. And sometimes when people go on dates, they're thinking, oh God, the last ones didn't work, this has to work, this has to work, this has to work, and they kind of come across a bit too strong. So I'd always say approach a date with kind of sure, we'll see how it goes. Like, I usually never say stuff like this, Deirdre, as you know, because I hate that, sure, let's see how it goes attitude. But if you are eager for it to work, you have to come across as a little bit more, carefree, and let's just see what happens.
Okay, let's move on to another one because I want to get them all in before we run out of time.
Okay.
Texter says, I'm going out with a man for a few weeks. He's lovely. The problem is he doesn't seem to shower very often. He works on the land, and I know the weather's warm, but it's very off-putting. How do I approach this without losing him?
You just have to say, look, what's really important here is that we're going out to a place, we're going out for dinner, we're going to meet X, Y, and Z. Be a good idea, be important. I think I'm going to make myself quite presentable on this one, John. What are you going to wear? Because I'm going to wear this. I'm wearing this dress, and I'm getting my hair done, I'm getting my nails done in that place down the road. What will you wear? Let me see what you're going to wear. Just make a thing about it in advance, because you're excited about the event that's about to happen. And if there's no event, make an event up. And just say, look, you know, John, it's important that, you know, we present ourselves in a certain way. And I know you're working long hours and all the rest. And geez, the heat now, the sweat. And you can talk about yourself and the sweat that's coming out of you. Bring it to yourself. And just if the penny isn't dropping, you need to just say, there comes a time where you need to just say, okay, do you know what? There's a little bit of a bang of the land off you, and you need to do a bit of showering there. You know, just if it's
casually,
casually. But no, if casual doesn't work, you need to be blunt as hell. Yeah. Like, and if that's going to upset him, well then, he's not able for that. Well then, is he the right person for you? You have to say to a person you have to wash.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. This is a familiar one. This next one, listener says, I'm going to a wedding in September. There's a guy I know through work that I'd like to ask as my date for the wedding. I've made inquiries. He's definitely single. We chat a lot and he's been flirty. Should I ask him to come to the wedding, or would that seem a bit desperate?
Oh, no, no, no. Like, I'm going on my own. You're going on your own, are you? Yes, you are. Great. Do you want to go together? Yes. Boom. Done. Lovely. Have you got a plus one is the other thing. That's another topic to talk about, why single people never get plus ones for weddings. But no, just say, I'm going on my own. Are you going on your own? Great. Here, I chatted to the bride-to-be, and she said it'd be cool. Let's do this. And if he says no, well, then go to the wedding and just have the crack and enjoy yourself and dance away, and he'll be coming to you.
Yeah, well, no, he's not going to the wedding. He's nothing to do with the wedding. It's just that she's invited to a wedding and she needs a partner. She needs a plus one.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, lovely. There's a lovely excuse just to say, yeah, I've got this on. I'm not going to go on my own. I've got a plus one. Would you be that one? Like, just you have to just be blunt, because he'll be bowled over. If he's sending flirtatious texts already, then that's game over. That's definite. That's a done deal, I would say.
Yeah, she's afraid she'll come across as desperate, she says.
Who cares about sounding and looking desperate? Who's going to think she's desperate? She sends him a private text. If he's flirting already, then he wants it.
Okay. We're getting through them nice and rapidly. Fergal, Neil was on. We'll finish on this one from Neil. He's in his 40s. He says he's happy to be single at the moment, but he does think about finding someone later on in life. He says, should I make the move or not right now? Will I be sorry later on in life if I do end up single? At the moment, I'm happy and content the way I am.
Well, he knows. If he's saying, I'm happy for the moment, which means that he has plans in the future. And this is the typical issue that we have with Peter Pan and commitment phobic guys out there who think, oh, sure, yeah, and I'm a guy, I'm 40s, but sure, I can have kids whenever I want, like Robert De Niro at 79. But the point about it is, the one thing that I will tell him about is, the guy who rang me, maybe I told you last time, the guy who rang me, he was 48. The first time he rang me, he was 36. He kept on ringing and ringing and ringing, and I was like, for God's sake, I'm a bigger fool to be wasting time talking to him. Anyway, he's 48 now, and he's given out to me on the phone that I would not give him the opportunity to meet 32 and 33-year-old women, which is what he wanted. So this guy, Neil, needs to decide, are you looking for kids in the future, or are you going to be happy with meeting someone who is in around your own age group to not have children? That's what you need to think. And if you think you want to have a white picket fence and kids and all the rest, well, then you need to start doing it now. You cannot wait. And it is an arrogant thing on guys' parts to think that, well, sure, I'm a man, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. You can't. And the women will not want to meet a guy who's 48 if they're 32. So, yes, do it now. Do not put it off, because he clearly wants it, but he's just afraid of commitment. And he probably lives in a cushy number at home or whatever, wherever he lives. He needs to start planning ahead. Women plan ahead amazingly well. Men don't. And this guy needs to definitely do it now. Don't be putting it off if it's something that you actually want. You need to start the ball rolling now.
Solid advice there, Fergal. Well, listen, your first rodeo as an agony uncle has got off to a great start.
I'm sweating here like your man on the land.
And
I will shower. Yeah. It's okay. If you told me to shower, I would. would take it on the chin.
Fair enough. Well, listen, somebody's been on to say about the lady who got on, a guy's been on to say, tell that woman I'm sure she's not boring at all and I'll happily take her out. So there you go.
Let's do it. Oh my God, we're setting people up even on radio.
I love it. Fantastic. Fergal, remind us of how to get in touch with you before we let you go.
They ring us here on 016-777-000 or email us through the website, which is intro.ie. And there's no appointments left on weekends, FYI, so it's only weekdays, but you can do virtual, so you don't need to be travelling up all the way from Tralee or Killarney or Clogherlin.
Perfect. Great to know. Fergal, have a great weekend. Enjoy the
and
sunshine.
You?
We'll talk to you next month, all going well. That's Fergal there from Intro Matchmaking, based in Grafton Street in Dublin. If you want to check them out, they're all over social media, loads of ways of getting in touch with them. And interesting what Fergal was saying about having a male matchmaker now added to the team, and that is proving very successful. No wonder, actually, because you'll get the male perspective when they're trying to set people up with ideal matches. So that's a new string to their bow. Now, we're going to take a break.